Hi, this is Paul Evans, and welcome to Prime Power. We're in stage three already, and this is the stage in which we are going to grow up. Hopefully that sounds positive. We're going to cover a couple of negative things, and then we're going to conclude with something that's super positive, I believe. But when I look at growing up in business, everyone that I know that is highly successful online and offline is continuing to grow. They're wanting to make their business better. They're wanting to make themselves better. The better we become, the better our business becomes. You know, in life, if I become better as a human being, I become better as a husband, and I treat my wife differently, and she becomes better as a person, right? She becomes an even better wife, and she becomes an even better mom. Same thing happens in our business. When we begin to focus on becoming better as human beings and becoming better in the technology of business, better in the application of business, then our entire marketplace winds up better off, more blessed because of that. And so in this stage, we're really going to examine what it really means to grow up. But we're also going to look at some things on the side of what if we remain immature? What are some immature mindsets? In fact, let's go over that real quick, what we're going to be covering in this section. Number one is the top five psychological tricks. There's a lot of trickery used out there to sell products, a lot of psychological warfare, if we could go that far with it, to make people make decisions that under normal circumstances they would not have made. Now, because of, I guess, my position, if I can go that far, because of my position in online marketing, the number of years that I've been around, the number of people that I've been around, I've been privy to some of these, quote, backroom meetings of high-level marketers. And so I know that these psychological tricks are true. I know that they're used to manipulate the masses, the crowds, in order to get them to buy and almost suspend their ability to make a decision so that through this launch process, a lot of people will be buying based on all of the movement of the marketplace rather than saying, I really need to decide if this is best for my business, as I stated in an earlier video in this Prime Power series. You know, a lot of people are just going along with the crowd, and mainstream marketers know this, and they're leveraging that. So I'm going to give you the top five psychological tricks so you can be on the lookout for those, and certainly not to use these in the marketplace. Don't use these in your marketing at all, because I don't think that they're ethical and I don't think that they're right for us to use. You know, I really believe in taking the most value to the marketplace, not saying simply how much can I sell, but to say how much value can I take to the marketplace so that I'm rewarded with wealth, rather than going to the marketplace and trying to generate wealth regardless of the outcome. Secondly, immature mindsets. We're going to look at that. Excuse me. We're going to look at immature mindsets because the mind is the catalyst for everything that takes place in our life. You know, we're constantly thinking, weighing. We will say something to someone because we know it's going to encourage them. We'll say something to someone else because we know it's going to hurt them. And so our mind is the beginning of everything that we're doing. And if we don't get our mind right, we are not going to be successful. And I mean that all over the place. I don't just mean online. You're not going to be successful online. You won't be successful offline either if your mind isn't right. So I want to cover these immature mindsets so that you can get clear of those. And you may already be saying these, or you may have never said them, which I kind of doubt, or they may just slip in every now and then. And once we're aware of them, we can recognize those and we can put up some guardrails against them. And so both of those sections are a little bit negative, and I hate to cover negative stuff, but I think in this case we've got to, because I think it propels us forward and it's going to help us to become a lot more positive in our business. And then we're going to conclude with business growth hormones. These are some ways that we can get stronger in our business. And of course, legally, you know, growth hormone, human growth hormone is illegal. When I was back in my bodybuilding powerlifting days, I saw so many people using that stuff. And it's one of the reasons that I don't do anymore. I reached the pinnacle of what I could do, I felt, in the natural competition realm. And to go any further, I would have had to be involved in some chemicals. And I saw guys that were urinating blood. And I was spotting a guy on bench press one day, and his arm literally snapped in half and came out, protruded from his arm because his bone just protruded from his arm because of the chemicals he was using. So I decided that I was going to stay away from that. So these business growth hormones are actually going to be legal, and they're going to help you go farther, faster, to get stronger, and of course, to have a great confidence in your business and in what you're providing. I believe that that's essential. You don't find a lot of people being highly successful that are completely insecure. Instead, it's those who know that they have a talent or a gift. And in the next stage, when we talk about unique value, I'm really going to pump you up on that. We're really going to be able to get into some areas where you can discover exactly where you have strength, maybe unknown strength and untapped strength. You didn't even know it was there. But we'll begin that process when we're talking about business growth hormones. All right, so let's begin with the top five psychological tricks that are used out there in the marketplace to cause people to make decisions they otherwise would not have made. Buy stuff they would normally not have bought. But something on the sales page or the sales process caused them to suspend disbelief. You hear that a lot with marketing. If you can cause someone to suspend their disbelief, they'll buy the product. And so that's a big part of these five psychological tricks, is to cause you to suspend that disbelief. Deep down, you're going, this can't be right. This is too far-fetched. This is too over the top. But these five psychological triggers cause you to suspend disbelief and make those decisions you otherwise would not have made. Number one, the dummy deception. The dummy deception. And this one cracks me up because I see it so much. It's basically an attempt to paint the product creator or those who are using the product as imbeciles, so that you will compare yourself to that person or to the one who's making the money, and you say, if that person can do it, I know I can do it. And the way that it's generally framed is that someone who has a background of couldn't make it through school, dropped out in sixth grade, had been labeled in third grade as a complete idiot. Their teacher told them that they would never amount to anything. They might as well give up on life. They need to quit school. They shouldn't try. They bought into that belief. They quit. They had ADD, ADHD, dyslexia. You name it, they had every major learning disorder on the planet. And then they began to work hard or to experiment or to do some things, and suddenly it clicked, and they found out that, you know, they weren't as dumb as they thought they were, because, you know, the internet gave them some leverage that they didn't have in school. And now that the teacher's the idiot, the education system is the idiot, and everybody is dumb, and this person themselves were dumb. And so now they're a rich kajillionaire, or, you know, complete newbie, did not know the internet existed yesterday, made $35,862.45 in 24 hours. So it's the dummy deception. It is that if you are untalented, if you have no ability to comprehend anything, you've got zero level intelligence, you have no talents, no skills, no abilities, you can't read, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. You can make it. You can be an idiot and make it. Now, you may be thinking, well, Paul, I'm not that educated, or I do have ADD, or I do have dyslexia. You know, I'm not making fun of real disorders. What I'm saying is that disorders are used and framed in an outrageous scenario so that you will compare yourself to that scenario and say, oh, if they did it, then I know I can do it. When were they really like that? Yeah, who knows? Was it really that bad? Probably not, because deception is used so frequently. You know, here I am in a lot of different markets, and you guys know that one of my markets is communication, public speaking. You know, if I'm out there selling myself as a speaker, you know, what if I was to say, you know, Paul Evans has spoke before crowds as large as 10,000 people. You'd be going, wow, 10,000 people. But what if, now this isn't true, but what if in front of those 10,000 people, I'd simply made an announcement? I'd walk to the stage between sessions, the 10,000 people are mumbling, and I stepped up and said, I've got a quick announcement. Someone in the parking lot with a white Toyota has their lights on. If you own a white Toyota license plate, blah, 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 you've left your lights on. Would that count as me speaking in front of 10,000 people? No, not in the way that it's framed to make people believe that I have spoken. You know, if I was to say I've spoken in front of 10,000 people, what are people imagining? They're imagining me on a stage. There's a podium there. There's PowerPoint screens or whatever. And the audience is enthralled. They're not imagining I stepped to the stage and made an announcement, right? I mean, that's deception. All right, so there's a lot of deceptive practices out there trying to make people believe that the people who created these products are idiots, the people using the products are idiots, and therefore, if you are 0.1 grade above idiocy, you can make it. Now, that's just used as a trick. The truth is, anybody with average intelligence, just average ability out there, can use just about any product on the planet. Almost every product actually works if applied. Most of the products out there really aren't scams, but a scam is used to sell it. All right, so here's the next psychological trick. The infiltration illusion. The infiltration illusion. And really, the marketplace generates this, and then marketers simply leverage it. And that is that the gurus or whoever, or those of us who are making a living online, that we know something that other people don't know. Now, honestly, we do know things that someone just starting out doesn't know, but it's really nothing that the average person couldn't learn easily in a year, maybe even 6 months. We really just don't have this pocket full of secrets that we're using that nobody else knows about. But the way things are sold is that you're infiltrating this secret group or this secret knowledge, and you're going to learn about how things are really done. Which is interesting, because almost everybody says, well, if this works so well, why are you selling this? If this process works so good, why don't you just do it? Why are you selling it? And then somebody will think, oh, well, I know why they sold it, because they're not telling the real secrets. And so a lot of products are sold on the basis of, this is the real secret. And now you're really going to find out how all this stuff works. So that's the infiltration illusion, that you're going to be stepping behind the curtain. And if you've gone to any marketing seminars and you are trying to sell products, this is something you're actually taught. You're taught to allow people behind the curtain, that people feel special when they go behind the curtain. Or sometimes it's called the velvet rope, like at the red carpet. Everybody has to stay outside that velvet rope, but you know, we're opening it up and you're getting to step through and you're getting on the red carpet yourself. So the velvet rope has been taken back and you're getting to enter through. So all these things are taught in marketing. And it seems to be an infiltration, but really it's an illusion, because so much of this information that of what it takes to make money online is really just common sense. It's common psychology. It's common practice. It's just basically trying to find an angle, is what most people are doing, trying to find an angle to make something that's very old look very fresh. So the infiltration illusion. Number three, the Advent apocalypse. The Advent apocalypse. See how I'm even using these weird terminologies to make these things seem even more special than they really are. So Advent, what's that mean? It means the arrival or the coming. So the coming apocalypse This is a great psychological trick. You know, you probably read 1,000 times the death of AdSense, the death of the internet, the death of webinars, the death of teleseminars, and there's always something dying. You know, something's coming to an end, or this is a last chance offer. This will never be offered again in the history of mankind. You know, the coming end, you know, this is the last time, last event I'm ever doing. I'm retiring. You know, all these tricks that are used to make it seem like the end is coming. And it causes people to make a decision they otherwise would not have made. And part of it, even an apocalyptic type tone, is, you know, if you don't do this now, where are you going to be in a year? And I've used that before because I think that that's kind of a real principle. You know, if you don't get in here and utilize this training now, and everybody else utilizes this training, then where are they going to be in a year and where are you going to be in the year? You know, when I owned a gym, if one person came in January 1st and trained all year long, another person came in January 1st and quit by February, who's going to be in better shape? It's pretty easy. So the Advent apocalypse is used sometimes just to force that buy based on you've got to do it now because time's running out. And that's not always negative. You can actually use that in a very legitimate way. But the way that you see it psychologically used to the negative is that whole the death of. It's the fear that you're doing something right now. You're following a process right now that really is about to be extinct. And so when you start thinking that what you're doing is not going to last, or what you're doing is about to implode, that fear makes you think, I better take a step. I better do something different. Because if I don't, I'm going to lose everything. So the Advent apocalypse is really a fear-based psychological tactic. And I can tell you, fear will cause people to make decisions they otherwise would not make. And rarely, rarely is the decision wise. The cash covenant, that you'll make money in X number of days or you'll make X amount. Now, because of the FTC, you know, most marketers, it's pretty much been said now, it's just not going to happen. You know, you cannot say at all how much somebody may make. And in fact, earlier this week, I was looking at a financial plan for a internet marketing product. And they really laid out the numbers. I was really proud of the system. I was pretty amazed by it. And what they showed was the average number of people who made X. And this is for everybody who made a sale in the last 30 days with this product. And they were the ones called active affiliates. And the truth was less than 1% were going to make $1 million a year doing this product, right? Less than 1% was going to make $200,000. Less than 1% was going to make $100,000. Or when it got down to it, 53%, half of the people actively promoting, half of the people working the system, half of the people who had bought in mentally and were out there promoting the system, 53%. On average, we're going to make $30 a month. Now, I really appreciate them being that honest. But you think about it. If you bought a product and you thought right out of the gate, you know, half the people, a little more than half the people are going to make $30 a month. If you thought that's what you were going to make, would you buy the product? $30 a month? I don't think so. You'd think that was too much work for too little money, right? Because of all the hours, the energy, and the time that you're going to have to put into it, $30 a month, you go, no way. Well, the cash covenant is basically that's saying that there is this secret vow that those who buy this product are going to just make so much money. Because you don't ever see on the page, except the example I just gave you, you never see anyone saying, man, I bought this product and made $10. It's always that they made a kajillion dollars. They've always bought a yacht with it or got a mansion or were able to take a worldwide trip. You know, it was always over the top. So the cash covenant is basically this promise that you are going to be able to live the life of your dreams if you'll just follow this plan. I mean, even saying that, we all agree it's crazy, right? We all think, but that's bizarre. Because see, there's no time frame associated with it. And what does our mind do? Our mind thinks, man, you know, if that's a month or 2 months, I can do that. But what if they put on there, the average person who retires with this system works at 40 hours a week for 5 years. Would you buy the product? Some would, because some would say, you know what? If I could work 40 hours a week, 5 years, and end up making $500,000 a year, I would do it. But deep down we go, well, you know what? That may not happen for me. I may work for 5 years, 40 hours a week, and make $25,000 a year. So the cash covenant is a promise that really can't be kept. And then the peace protocol. I don't know really whose fault this is. Sometimes it's our fault for believing it. But I think that the fault still has to lay with the marketer in this. And that's because almost every product is really a piece of the puzzle. It's not the whole puzzle. It's just a piece of it. It's a component. And so when we look at this thing and think, oh, this is the answer to my problems, well, we're in a false belief system already, because it may be the answer to a problem, but it's not the answer to all problems, because each problem requires a unique solution, correct? And so if I buy X product believing it's the answer, it really can't be. And so marketers know that. And so the peace protocol is that, and this happened actually a couple of years ago, is that a lot of the marketers got together, kind of the big names, whatever you want to call them, gurus, whatever, got together, and basically each one of them knew when they were going to launch their latest product. And there were 10 product launches that year, 10. They got together early in the year, they planned out the calendar, they planned all the promotions, they promoted to each other's lists, and they made a bundle of money. But here was the thing, that even if you bought every single product, if that was your, that was going to become your system for creating your online business, if you bought every single product, you still would not have had your business online. It would have been impossible to have a complete online business buying all those products. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? And then here's the other thing. Because each one of those individuals was vastly different, then the pieces of the puzzle really didn't go together. It was like buying different pieces to different puzzles. Because each one of those puzzle pieces and products was a different component to a different business system. You see, if you're going to buy into one business system, let's say you're going to be an information marketer, you can go out and serve the marketplace, and you're either going to create products that are information-based, they're going to help them reach a desired destination, or you're going to be an affiliate marketer for a certain style of information product that's going to help people reach a particular goal, then you've got to make sure that you're staying in that realm of business, right? Well, what happens when you buy a product, a piece of the puzzle that is designed for AdSense people, not for information marketers? Or if you buy a piece of the puzzle that's for app creators, but not information marketers? Or you buy a piece of the puzzle that's for software marketers, but not information marketers? You see how the pieces don't really fit and they won't really go together. And so marketers are out here selling because they know that people are not going to think, wait a minute, here's my model. Do I need this product to match my model? Instead, it's marketed as if you get this, then all your wildest dreams will come true. So, you know, sometimes it's our fault for believing something so outrageous, but I still believe it's really the marketer's fault for not framing the offer specifically for a market, but instead making the offer so open-ended that anyone in any market believes that it applies, because it doesn't always apply. So there you go, the top 5 psychological tricks. Now let's talk about immature mindsets, things that are going to really hurt us in allowing our business to mature. Number one, this is enormous. I see it all the time. It's discouraging to me. But eliminate me. This is an immature mindset. Paul, I don't want to be part of my business. I want to basically, and I'm going to hit this again in just a second, I basically want to be told what to do and I don't want me to be a factor. Well, that's impossible. You know, it's impossible for you not to be a factor. Now, if you watch the video that I did on traffic, that was, I think, after stage three. It was one of those videos after stage three. And I said, there's no magic here. And it was interesting because Kevin had sent in the question. And then Kevin emailed me and said, I disagree. There was a lot of magic there. But the reason was he was able to interpret the information. We don't have time to get into all of that. There's a big difference in getting something and you're able to interpret the information and getting something and you don't have any filter at all and you're just accepting information, right? Okay, so eliminate me basically says, I don't really feel good about who I am. I don't feel good about where I am. I feel like if this business is dependent on me and my ability and my skill set, it's going to fail. And so if I can eliminate myself and I can just follow a series of steps blindly, then I'm going to make it. But like I told you in that video, if someone says, you know what you need to do? You need to be a guest blogger to get traffic. And one person has a great personality and writes fantastically. Is awesome writer, knows grammar and crazy mess like that. Well, they can go and be a guest blogger and it'll be wildly accepted and they'll get a lot of traffic from it. And another person reads the same thing, you need to be a guest blogger. They go, man, that's it, that's secret traffic, guest blogging. But they've got a really stinky personality. In fact, nobody really likes them in their regular life. And they know nothing about grammar and they can barely write. Their English is extremely poor, and I'm using English as an example because that's what I speak, and it's Southern English, of course, and they can't really write a very good article. Every article they write is super average, and when people read it, they're not inspired. They're not encouraged to go out and do anything. In fact, they feel a little bit like, I didn't learn anything new. That was kind of a little bit of a waste. All right, so are there going to be two different results? Absolutely. Now they're following the same advice, guest blog, but one person is going to be able to pull it off and the other person is not going to be able to pull it off. Why? Because we can't eliminate ourselves. It's part of the equation. We have to count on ourselves. Now I don't want you to go and say, I can't do anything. Again, stage four, we're going to eliminate a lot of that negativity thinking and a lot of just the junk thinking that really isn't even accurate and isn't even true. All right, so if you're already going to discount yourself and say, well, I'm nothing, Paul, and I can't, listen, that's just a load of crap. I don't even want you to hear it because it's not really who you are, but you're using it as an excuse to not succeed. So if something doesn't go right, you can say, well, I said I wasn't any good, and if those marketers had just told me the truth, I could just followed some steps and made it. That's crazy talk. It doesn't work like that. You know, so I said in stage four, buckle up a little bit. I might bring the hammer down. That's a little bit of the hammer right there. We got to quit being silly and naive in business. And so if we think that we're going to step out there and eliminate ourselves as part of the equation, it's not going to work. If you really stink at something, if you're not good at it, well, go get some training. Become good at it if it's a necessary component. But we're all good at something. And instead of spending our time doing the things we're not good at, what if we just go and do things we are aligned with and we are good at? But Paul, they said guest blogging was the way to traffic. There are 1,000 ways of traffic. There's 1,000 ways to build your list. Do the one that fits you. I love that video. It's one of the Dos Equis commercials, beer commercials with the most interesting man in the world. And it's, I don't know if it's called The Secret of Success or something like that, but the guy comes on there and he says, find out what it is that you don't do well. And then don't do that thing. Man, I love that commercial. Let's just quit doing the stuff we don't do well or either get training and become competent. All right. Secondly, a complete product. Paul, I don't want to buy multiple products. I want to just buy a complete product that gives me all the answers. You know, I'm not saying that it doesn't exist, but here's the challenge. When people say they want a complete product, they're basically saying, I want something I can follow within a month and I'm done, I'm set. But business is a lot closer to university than it is to taking a one-day seminar. it's a process. You can't learn everything at once. Now, you can learn all of the basics of what you need to know mechanically to run a business within a month. There's no doubt about that. There may be a few more things you might need to learn, but as far as the mechanics go, there's really not a ton to learn to be able to do things online. But as far as the complete product that's going to show you everything, well, it doesn't really exist, because along the way, you're going to have some questions that product is not going to answer. And so that's how we get in this cycle of buying too much, is because we find a gap in a product. And it's not intentional most of the time. It's just that the product creator, in that person's mind, he or she created the product as streamlined as possible. They can't plan a product for every single barrier that you personally may come up against. You know, that's why it's so important to be able to ask questions. That's why it's important to be part of a coaching group or something along those lines. You know, people listening right now that are Nicheology members, and I've got a lot. Listen, you know, when I'm doing this training, it's not just for people who are new to me or new to Nicheology. We've got a lot of Nicheology members that are listening to this training. And yet, what do they get to do? Every single month, they get to ask me questions about the gaps. So I've got complete process in Nicheology. But I know they're going to have questions. I wouldn't like, hey, follow the system, and you'll never have another question. Everything will work out. Well, they're going to have questions. So we have a live Q&A call. And I know some of the mechanics, there's still going to be some questions or something that they're trying that I've not thought about. And I didn't think about doing a tutorial on that. And so they'll say, hey, Paul, here's what I'm trying technology-wise, and it's not working. Got any suggestions? Okay, so the mindset of I should be able to buy something that shows me every single step and I should never need anything else, that's an immature mindset. One, it says that you're not really willing to grow and you're not willing to stretch beyond that, which is, you know, a little silly in and of itself, right? You know, that we all need to continue to grow. We all need to continue to become better. Number three, just show me what to do. I alluded to this earlier. Just show me what to do. Just show me the steps and I will go do them. Well, you know, it's not quite that easy for a couple of reasons. Let me approach it from two different angles. The first is that even if you're shown what to do, it doesn't mean that you can duplicate it. You can go out and watch a video of a guy who comes down a ramp and does a back flip. And you can watch that video over and over again, and they can even say, here's exactly what you need to do. You need to make sure that you're starting off at a level of at least 10 feet. The incline of the ramp needs to be X degrees. When you hit the pinnacle of the ramp, you should be traveling at 30 miles per hour. At that moment, you need to kick your legs out from the ramp and tilt your head backwards, rotating and allowing gravity to take over. See, I don't even know the steps. I'm making all that up. You could watch that 1,000 times. The first time you do it, the first time you try it, are you going to do that flip? No, you're probably going to get injured. But wait a minute. They showed you exactly what to do. They told you step by step what to do, and they showed you how to do it. Listen, this is part of the process, and I encourage people, I need to put the link to it under this video, and that is to get disposable websites so you can just go and practice things so that you don't feel all the pressure of having to make sure this website's perfect. So I'd say go just buy a domain you'll never use and get hosting that you don't worry about and set up a WordPress site and just go out there and practice, because you need to be able to make mistakes because you can't do it right the first time. Well, I've had people setting up a list and they will swear, this doesn't work. I want to go ahead and hit that one. This doesn't work. And then when I ask them what they did and they'll show it to me, I'll say, send me a video of what you're doing. And I'll say, now watch my video and then watch your video. Those steps are not the same. So what happens is in our mind, we think we are taking the exact same steps, but we're really not. So we've got to be careful with that. And then when we say, just show me what to do, it means, and this is the second angle, it means that if you show me what to do, I will have the same result as you. Again, not true, because we're all a little bit different. Myself and a buddy were running this morning. We ran about 10 miles. I ran for the first time probably in 20-something years, for the first time back in late June. All of July, did a total of 9 miles all of July. And today was my fastest 10 miles. And he was talking about how fast I'd made progress. Now, I realized that I made fast progress, but he's still way faster than me, right? So I'm still in this training mode. So he can show me what to do, but because of his experience and because of the amount of miles that he's run, he's always going to be more elevated than me until I get to a certain level. Or let's say that we go into the gym and one person is a mesomorph. I can't even remember all of these terms anymore, but a mesomorph, I think that that's a person that really genetically is pretty well composed to get a great result from their workouts, a great predisposition to getting a great result. And then there's the endomorph. I can't remember if that's the person that's heavier or the person that's skinnier, but let's say that it's the skinnier person. It's probably the exact opposite. But that person can come into the gym and he can see the mesomorph working out and say, man, show me that exercise. And it's a barbell curl. And the endomorph is thinking, I'm going to get the same result as this mesomorph. It's impossible. They're different. It doesn't mean that the endomorph isn't going to end up getting some great results, but they're going to have to learn what works best for them. So just show me what to do does not work in and of itself. It's an immature mindset. This doesn't work as an immature mindset. If it's mechanical, 99% of all mechanical tasks online work. They work. If it didn't, it most likely means that you took the wrong step, that you did something incorrectly. Now, don't get all beat up about that and get upset about it. It's just part of the process. So don't beat yourself up. Instead, just go, all right, you know, I skipped a step here somewhere. Maybe I didn't pay as close attention as I should have. And you go back and rework it. But you can't sit there and say this doesn't work because somebody else did it. This doesn't work. Well, look, that person's doing it. You know, you can say this isn't working for me right now in this moment. That's an acceptable statement. But to say this doesn't work means that you're trying to say it's a lie. That person lied to me. They said that this was going to happen. I just tried it. It didn't work. It did not happen. If there are other people that it's working for, then it's not a lie. It works. It just hadn't worked for you yet. And if you've got this type of mindset, it'll demolish you. It'll kill you. You won't be successful online with any of these mindsets. And then how fast will I make money? Of course, my favorite response to that is, how long is a piece of rope? You don't know. You don't know how fast you're going to make money. People ask this question, and it's so funny, as if everything is on the same plane. How fast a person in the how to lose 10 pounds market, how fast they're going to make money, is radically different than the person who's in the learn to write an ebook in 7 days market, which is totally different than the person who's in the hit the golf ball 350 yards market. See, all the markets are different. So how fast are you going to make money? I don't know. You know, you might be able to make it in 5 minutes. You might be able to go to ClickBank and get an affiliate product that you believe in and go to Facebook and say, hey, I really like this thing. Go buy it. And somebody goes and buys it and boom, you've made money in 5 minutes. Or you might say, ah, man, I love this market. I'm going to serve it. And you start a blog and you start writing and nobody's coming. You write for 3 months and nobody's coming. And then you're like, I better do something. And you get out there and you release some press releases and you announce it on Facebook. And some people start coming to your blog and you start getting some people. Slowly start building your list. You get one person on your list a day. You get about 30 people a month on your list. And after a year, you know, you've got 360 people on there. You're feeling a little bit better. After 3 years, you got about 1,000 people on there. You're feeling pretty good about that. And you're starting to go, man, this, you know, this is working out. But it was 3 years or 4 years later that you start making money. So how fast will you make money is a question that really can't be answered because everybody's going to work differently. Some people are going to be driven and some people aren't. Some people are going to be able to work 5 hours a day on their online business. Some are going to be able to work an hour, and some are going to be able to work 10 hours. And sometimes, like it or not, sometimes people will work 10 hours and won't get anywhere, and somebody will work 1 hour, and it'll all click for them, and it'll work amazingly. So to think that everything's on the same plane, and the playing field is equal, and that if everybody followed the exact same program, followed the exact same instruction, that they would all have the exact same result is a fallacy. It doesn't work in the gym. It doesn't work in marriage. It doesn't work in any area of life. And so the rules of life are not suspended for making money online or for any business. All right, so we covered two really negative areas, I think. So let's move on to some stuff that's positive as we close out. So here are the business growth hormones. Number one, one size doesn't fit all. And I love that. I think that that's what's great about business is that you get to bring your flavor to it. You get to bring your strength to it. You get to bring your voice to it. One size doesn't fit all. So when you know that, then you get to be creative and your juices get to start flowing. And then the quote, the secrets, you want to know that, you want to know what the secret is to making money online or to be successful? The secret is that you find out what works for you. And it probably won't work for other people. And at least not as well. They can kind of use some of the same principles. But, you know, for example, when I step on stage and I'm speaking somewhere, I know what my sense of humor is going to be. Certainly in video like this, I'm not very funny, right? And I have people all the time that are in nicheology that come and see me live. And they're like, I didn't know you were even hilarious. You're just kind of serious on your videos. Or, you know, you're light, but, you know, you weren't just like knocking me over in my chair at the house and I'm falling out laughing. But you know, at this event, I could barely catch my breath. Well, what if somebody comes up to me and says, Paul, I want you to teach me to be funny. I don't know that I'm going to be able to teach them to be the same type of humor as me. I can teach them some tricks. Sure, they're going to help them have some good sense of humor. But I don't know that I can make them hilarious. I can stretch them. But I don't know if I can turn them into a comedian. And I can show them some different facets of communication that will certainly help them be incredibly more effective. But I don't know that they're going to have my energy on stage or my connection with the crowd. You know, it's okay. Because they're doing things that I can't do. I remember years ago when I had a good buddy of mine that I thought was just an incredible speaker, just to me, the best speaker on the planet. And I was talking to my wife one day, and I said, wow, I'm just never going to be as good as him. And she said, well, who cares? Just be you. Be the best you you can be, and nobody can compete with you because there won't be anybody like you. So do that. So that's what I did. And that's the exciting thing about business growth. When you start just releasing yourself, and as you follow the plans that you've bought, some of the things are going to work and some things aren't. But some things are going to click, and you're going to go, oh, I get it. And then you're going to have a success, and you're going to think, oh, this is it. But it really wasn't it across the board. It was just it for you. So one size doesn't fit all. Secondly, mechanics are like math. The mechanics of online business are like math. So if you watch a video series that says, get hosting at HostGator, in your control panel, scroll down the page till you see this blue smiley face called Fantastico. Click that. Over on the left-hand side, in the second section, you're going to see this area that says blogs. Third one down, it's going to be WordPress. Click it. It says now, new installation of WordPress. Click that. You click it. It gives you a form to fill out on a page. You can fill out in, you know, about a minute, about 60 seconds. You click the button. It says we're about to finish the installation of WordPress at, and it'll show you the location. It'll tell you the database that was created. Click here to finish installation. You click it. Under 5 minutes, WordPress is online. At your site. Those are mechanics. They're like math. 1 + 1 = 2. It's almost completely unalterable. Maybe there's special circumstance, I don't know. But if you're following directions, using the same piece of software, or using the same cPanel or whatever, you're going to get the exact same result. It's mechanics. And that's what's exciting about this. Because anyone can get an online business up and running. I don't know anybody, and you know, let's say anyone that is not suffering from a mental disability that inhibits them from processing. Okay, I want to be sensitive to that. But anyone certainly watching this video and is understanding what I'm saying, if I'm making sense at all through this, is that you can get your business up and running. There's no question about it. Everybody on the planet can follow video instruction, get a WordPress site up, get a squeeze page up, get their autoresponder online, get an account with PayPal or get an account with ClickBank, and sell affiliate products, and then eventually create their own product and have it for sale online. Anybody can do that, literally. And if you've ever felt like this is too hard, the technology is too much, you can do it absolutely. I've got zero doubt about it. And that's not any psychological tactic. I'm telling you, it's like gravity. It absolutely can be done. Now, here's the thing that's a little bit tougher, right? Business is like recipes. It's like recipes. I can go somewhere and eat a great chocolate chip cookie. I'm like, that's awesome. Give me that recipe. I get it. I get back to my house. I get the same ingredients. Exactly the same. Cook it up. Cookies taste different. I'm like, this is not right. Call them up. Something different about this cookie. Well, did you use X brand of milk? No, I did not. That must be the problem. I go get that other brand of milk. Get back. Try it. Doesn't work. Did you use X brand of butter? I didn't do it. You just said use butter. Well, this is the brand that I use. Oh, okay. Now you left something out. Well, then even after we do it all, we're mixing it up. We feel like we've got the perfect recipe. We put them in the oven. Comes back out. It's a little bit different. Still doesn't taste right. What's the difference? Well, obviously their mixer mixes at a different speed. Maybe there's more air in our cookies or less air. I don't know. Maybe the humidity of our kitchen, maybe the temperature of our kitchen, maybe that our oven cooks slightly differently because of the heating element in it, and maybe it's hotter on the top and not as hot on the bottom of the oven. Yeah, I don't know. There's so many different components, right? So business is like a recipe. Someone can tell you, here are all the components of it, but just because you put them all together, it doesn't taste exactly like this other person's business. But it's okay. Because it's unique to you and it's a little bit different. What I want you to embrace is the learning process of finding out what works best for you. Now, does it mean it's going to right out of the gate work? Not necessarily. Some things will, some things won't. But it's part of the excitement, part of the process. So mechanics are like math. It's just going to happen. The technology can just work. But business is like recipes. So there's a little bit of ebb and flow in that. And you've got to be willing to work on it. Now, another link that I'm going to put under this video is my income DNA report. And I really believe you need to take the time to look at that. I'm going to give you a very quick synopsis of it. But income DNA, you really need to know your DNA to make money. And I think this is critical. I think it's important. Here are the three components of altering your income DNA. Number one is education. You've got to continue to learn. Education equals knowledge. Knowledge equals I know what to do. Education equals knowledge. Knowledge equals I know what to do. Now, when you do it, that leads to experience. So education, experience. Experience equals competence. And competence equals I know how to do it. Experience equals competence. Competence equals I know how to do it. Then after you do it, you begin to evaluate. You know, how did this work out? Did I get the result that I really wanted? Okay, I followed the steps and they're getting 100 opt-ins a day and I'm getting 15 opt-ins a day. Instead of going immature, this doesn't work. You instead go mature. This works, but I need to tweak it for me to find out how to increase my opt-ins. So you begin to evaluate. Evaluation equals wisdom, and wisdom equals knowing when and where to do what. Wisdom equals knowing when and where to do what. So education equals knowledge, which equals knowing what to do. Experience equals competence, which equals knowing how to do it. And evaluation equals wisdom, knowing when to do what, when and where to do what? So when we're thinking about this growth of our business, it's much more than following some system out there. It's a movement. It's ebb and flow. It's liquid. And also can make you wildly successful because you're not following anyone rote. You've got mentors. You've got coaches. I do as well. We learn from them, but we apply and we evaluate and we continue to grow until this business does not look like an imitation or a clone of someone else's business. It looks and it feels like us. And by then, you've grown up. You've reached stage 4 and you're strong. I want you to be thinking about those things as we go into the new year. I'm going to help you on January 3rd when we actually do a webinar to really anchor some of these principles even farther and to create a plan for the year. But until then, I want you to be thinking about these things. I want you to catch yourself in your mindsets. I want you to notice if you start saying, this doesn't work, or you start falling for something that seems to be too good to be true. So keep up with all that. Be very aware of what you're thinking, how you're processing, what you're leaning into, all right? Prime power, continue to grow, building a strong business as we go into this new year. Until next time, this is Paul Evans. Success is not an accident. Be blessed.